Hello, ladies. Thank you for inviting me to share a thought on the parsha with you. This is Rivka Marin, Mrs. Marin, if I had you in high school, hello again, and if not, welcome. The pasuk says in Parshas Todos, Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, in a discussion of when Yitzchak and Rivka are davening to Hashem for children, the pasuk says, Vayetar Yitzchak laHashem lenochach ishto ki akarahi. So Yitzchak and Rivka are davening to Hashem on opposite sides of the room, as we learned in school, because Rivka is an akara. And Rashi is bothered by this lashon of a ye'etar. What does it mean? We don't have it before. And we learned always that it's a lashon of davening, of tefillah. But the truth is that Rashi actually explains that this is a lashon of multiplicity. In other words, it's not a straight up lashon of tefillah. It's a lashon that teaches us, it's a language, a term, a word that teaches us that Yitzchak, in essence, badgered Hashem. He pestered him. He harassed him. He didn't just daven once or twice or three times, and neither did Rivka. They davened constantly and consistently to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's very, very interesting, because then the pasuk continues and it uses the same shoresh, that same word, when it says that Hashem listened to their tefillos. It says, Vaye aser lo Hashem vataha Rivka ishto, that Hashem responded to the tefillah. And again, that's how we learn according to Pshat. But Rashi and the Ibn Ezra actually point out that that term Vaye aser, and the reason the pasuk uses that exact same shoresh to tell us that Hashem responded, is because Hashem was happy. Hashem responded to the fact that Yitzchak actually badgered him, that Yitzchak harassed him, that they didn't just daven once or twice, that they davened constantly and consistently. And I thought this was a really beautiful takeaway for davening, because it teaches us the difference between asking a favor from a human being and asking a favor from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you ask a favor from a human being, you're the one in a position of inferiority, and you know that you're asking a favor. And so you hesitate before you ask even once. And then if the person doesn't respond, you hesitate even more before you ask again, because you don't want to be the nebuch. You don't want to be the guy who really needs it. Or you don't want to make him upset or her upset. You don't want to make them annoyed. You don't want to be, you know, asking too much. And so you hesitate. You don't ask, or you ask very hesitantly or shyly or whatever it is. But with Hashem, it's the opposite. Hashem says, I want you to come to me constantly. That is what I desire. And that's the difference between speaking to a human being or asking a favor from a human being and asking a favor from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem desires the constancy, the badgering. He wants us to harass him, and that's what he responds to. That's what he desires. The Ibn Ezra uses the term misratza. He desires it. He wants it. And I thought this was a beautiful takeaway from this week's parsha. And I hope that all your tefillos will be answered. Litova, and have a wonderful Shabbos.